And I'm your host, Bessa Shayo.
And this is the place where we believe that all couples out there have the chance to have a long, happy, fulfilling marriage.
Oh, yes.
You guys can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shayo.
And I'm at Bessa Shayo.
You can like us on Facebook,
which is Facebook.com/liveyourbestmarriage.
And you can always go back to the blog, liveyourbestmarriage.com.
Where everything started.
So here we just want to be a source of encouragement for couples out there, whether you're having a great time or you're having a hard time. And we like to go back to the point where everybody's just human. People are people. It doesn't matter how fabulous you are or how many times you've screwed up. You still deserve to be loved, and that is what we talk about here at Live Your Best Marriage.
And I deserve to love you, too.
Yes, of course. And today, we wanted to talk about whose side are you on?
Whose side are you on? I'm on your side.
Are you on Team Shire? Whatever your last name is, or...
Are you on Team Shire? Or
are you on the outside team? Whose side are you on?
I think in this marriage, I hope that we are on the same side. At Live Your Best Marriage, we like talking that we are a team. Mm-hmm. And a team, we like having that analogy where we are a team and we are actually working together to be able to do things as a family.
Absolutely. Yes, and we are a team, but guess what? We did not plan our matching outfits today. We both have the animal theme going on, and that wasn't even planned.
Because I'm trying to be like a...
But it's like the perfect example of...
So we are like...
Of a team. We're on the same team.
So if you are going to be an animal, what animal would you be?
I would be a cheetah.
Cheetah?
Yeah.
I'll be a lion.
Okay. So when we ask, whose side are you on, we are mostly talking about those situations that come up where someone says something maybe about your spouse, and it whether it's an in-law or a friend or a coworker or a neighbor, whoever.
Yes.
Whose side do you take?
I think the first thing is you should take your wife's side or your husband's side.
Yes.
And... a friend of mine was telling me the other day that, but what if my wife is wrong? And I'm like, yes, I'm not saying your wife is perfect. I'm just saying that you will deal with that at home.
Later.
Later. But in public.
Yeah, you guys can talk about that later.
Yeah, in public, instantly I just take my wife's side instantly.
In front of everybody else, I'm right.
Amen.
What I say goes.
Amen. Now, that does not mean that in private we won't go back and see, so what really happened and whatever. But
yeah.
We want to show that we have that unity. And this is not fake unity. It's like if you think that like in your day, there's a lot of people who actually are trying to pull you apart. There are so many things from TV, folks, neighbors, whatever. They're trying to, it can be consciously or unconsciously, but they are trying to split you apart. And if you don't know from the get-go that whose side you're gonna be on, it might be pretty crazy.
Yeah, so all of those things that you just mentioned that drive a wedge between the two of you, it's almost as if every little thing that happens is like a seed being planted.
Yep.
It's like every thought you have about your spouse, you can think of it like it's a seed that you're planting.
Yes.
So you either get closer and closer,
or
you drift.
So you're saying there's no neutral. There's no like, okay, I'm just coasting. I'm not getting better or I'm not getting worse. I'm just staying in place. There's no staying in place.
I don't think there's standing still.
So standing still means like you're going back.
I really think that you'll just naturally go south. you have to work really, really hard to move forward.
Yes.
Or still work to keep what you have. but just standing still, I don't think you'll be able to keep what you have.
So it's more, so it's either you're moving forward or moving back, right. But it's not standing still.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely how I see it. And so what are some proactive ways that we can show that we're on the side of our spouse? And one idea that I had is just you can let them know that you're proud of them.
Okay.
I know that might sound random.
I'm proud of you.
Yes. And the reason why I even brought that up is because this morning, Pesa sent a tweet saying that he's proud of me and after a project that I did. And it just reminded me of the fact that it's really easy these days to show that you're proud of your spouse.
Yes.
Because you can tweet things out, you can post things on Facebook, you can show the world
that you're proud of somebody.
Yeah. So you can show them basically what you think of your spouse, how you feel about them, which I think is a really great opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Because isn't that nice, though, for the person you're married to see that?
Yes, to see that you're proud of them. And even if you think in terms of when you're at a job.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say pretend you're going to give a presentation at your job.
Yes.
And before you go to give a presentation, mm-hmm. your boss says, you know what? I'm proud of you. Go and make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have this great feeling like I'm going to crush it.
Yes.
I'm just going to make this happen.
Yes.
But imagine your boss is like...
Don't mess this up.
Yeah, don't mess this up. Or they just like, they don't say anything. And mm-hmm. maybe they are just...
If they don't say anything encouraging.
Yes.
It's kind of like, well...
And this is just outside... This is not your marriage, but it's like mm-hmm. you feel like that extra...
Mm-hmm.
Hey, go and make this happen. You feel like you're going to go actually and go and crush mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, and that's... I totally get that. Because if you've got an interview coming up or, as you mentioned, a presentation or just some type of project that you're about to tackle and a colleague or a friend says, I know you'll do great.
Yes.
Okay, that's a really nice feeling to have. Those are good vibes.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, you're like, okay... This person likes me and they want me to do well. I would think that that's a really, really, really good feeling to have.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to have.
So, and it's very encouraging.
Yes.
So,
if you're getting that from your spouse?
Yes. So, if you like that type of environment where you work, what about where you live?
You would super like it, yeah.
Do you want that kind of atmosphere in your home?
Yes.
Where you have good vibes?
And I like your vibes. Anyway.
I do. Yeah. I would want positivity. Honestly, I would. Because it's just... When you know that somebody wants you to succeed...
And you know they believe in you.
I feel like it becomes easier to succeed. And I know we shouldn't always let outside influence affect how we perform. But it just... Especially if it comes from the person you're married to, I just think it means so much.
I mean,
and it helps.
And that's why you actually married to them, because mm-hmm. When you guys were dating, you felt like this is the person who you are planning, you would rather spend the rest of your life with.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we're actually talking about here, live your best, live your best marriage. And what we mean is you have a marriage and you're trying to get it to the best it can be. Now, you've chosen this person to be your spouse,
mm-hmm.
husband or wife for the rest of your life. You don't want them to be the person who, in a way, drag you down.
Right.
So what can you do so that as you're going out in your activities of daily living, you are like going to give presentations, you're just taking care of the mm-hmm. kids, you are cooking dinner. What can you do to feel more appreciated or to make them feel appreciated mm-hmm. and giving them just those compliments and just words of encouragement? Especially some folks, some of us, we actually love those words of encouragement.
Yep.
Love it. So giving them to other folks might actually help us feel better and also help them getting that extra boost.
Because even when you're, think about when you're getting ready to start a project, mm-hmm. if you think about it in terms of, I know I'll do well, or yeah. I know this is going to go well, mm-hmm. doesn't it usually end up turning out pretty well?
Like, you feel like you can put a little bit more into it.
If you think you can, then usually you can.
Yes.
And so getting that extra boost from your husband or your wife just reinforces that whole concept of, I think I can.
I think I'll do. And you
like,
know,
I've got this. Yes. I can do this.
And actually in most projects, what happens is, that gives you a few more tries before you give up. Because sometimes things can be so frustrating and you just want, I'm like, you know, I don't want to do this. But if you know people are rooting for you,
yes,
it gives you that few more tries before you say, you know what, I'm going to give up. Yes.
And also, one thing that Pesa is really good at is he reminds me that things don't just happen overnight. Either. Mm-hmm. So I might try something a couple times or a few times and it just doesn't go over well.
Yeah.
But he also reminds me, like, you know, it'll happen eventually.
Yeah.
You don't have to have this overnight success.
Yeah.
So it's nice to have someone remind you of those things too. That it takes time.
It does.
Just keep it up. Keep trying. So
keep trying.
So
which other point do you have?
So basically, how, as a team, when you're going through your day, is it nicer, honestly? Is it better to know that you have someone on your side? That you just, because when you guys are not on good terms.
As you're going through the whole day and you know you guys are fighting.
Yeah, when you know you're fighting, really?
It doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right. Yeah.
How distracting is it?
Like
you're driving, your commute to work is worse. I know that. I know it is. Like, it's way, everything is worse.
And even like when you're getting a text message, mm-hmm. if it's not like, oh, I love you, babe, whatever, mm-hmm. like a nice text mm-hmm. message, it's like a fighting text message.
Yeah.
I mean, that just drains me.
It does. And for me and you, like, recently, our fights don't last as long as they used to. But a few years back, I can remember where we would have an argument in the evening, and then the next morning, mm-hmm. we're still upset with each other. And then maybe somewhere around 2 p.m, Peso would send a text saying, love you, and then we would gradually start to move
past. Yes.
Yeah. And it would drag on, just, really, the whole day. And then, imagine that evening, it took a while to warm up.
Again.
It just,
So that is something that if you are giving your spouse words of encouragement, and also just realizing that we are on the same team and we are in this for forever. I mean, we're going to be here for the rest of our lives as a couple. So what are we going to do about this? Do I want to keep stretching this mm-hmm. fight or just get it over with? Because I want to continue getting on with living with our life. That does not mean you have solved the problem, but you are making a choice. You're making a choice mm-hmm. to move on.
And so you can still have disagreements.
Yes.
But there's just this underlying thing or whatever, a thing that you guys have already agreed on that, okay, we are on the same team.
Yes.
Regardless, we're not agreeing, we're not seeing eye to eye right now, but that doesn't mean that's gonna come between us, or that doesn't mean I love you less.
Yes.
Because sometimes, I know for me, that feeling has come up sometimes, like you feel like maybe I'm not as loved at that moment, or I know I'm not as lovable during that conversation. But just knowing that your spouse does not love you any less.
No.
Even though you guys are having an argument or whatever the issue is that you're trying to deal with.
And just knowing that, I think I like your point that just knowing that your spouse does not love you less. Because for most of us, what we were taught is the fact there's a fight or the fact that we are having this argument mm-hmm. or disagreement, that means there's less love.
Yep.
And if we... So the concept, I don't know if that's... Mm-hmm. This is how I used to view it.
Mm-hmm.
So you start with X amount of love.
Mm-hmm.
This is the amount of love you start. And that's how much you have when you're dating, right? And then as life goes on and you're mm-hmm. getting married and all that, so you're just just chipping off love. And every fight you have, it just chips off love until you get to a point where we don't have love anymore and we fall out of love.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
While what I believe now, it's love is a choice. So you don't run out of it. You just make a choice to continue having it.
Yeah.
So even if you had an argument, you can still make that choice and still love each other. Actually, the feelings sometimes are stronger than when you were dating. And that's why sometimes you see some folks who've been married like for 40 years, 50 years,
mm-hmm.
30 years, and you're like, they're so tight and you wonder what is going on. That does not mean they never had any issues.
Right.
It just means they are making a choice to do what they're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think Gary Chapman, the mm-hmm. author of The Five Love Languages, calls it the love tank. So he's like, you need to know when your love tank is getting low.
Okay.
And then you also need to know, and your spouse needs to know, what it'll take to fill it back up again. But I guess that doesn't really...
I guess it's...
But actually, that does go along well with what you're saying, because you say you choose to keep loving. And so what he tries to, or what he explains in the book, is you just find ways to show that love in ways that your partner will receive it well.
Yes.
So... when the love tank is low, if they like gifts, you buy them things. If they like, what is it, affection or affirmation, words mm-hmm. of affirmation, then you give them words of affirmation. Just things like that.
So how many types of ways can you show love? How many major categories of ways can you show love to your spouse?
I feel like there's so many. I know the... He talked about five in that book. But
What are the five?
Words of affirmation,
mm-hmm.
giving gifts,
mm-hmm.
physical,
touch.
Whatever, touch. Mm-hmm. And then, I've got like two to go. Right?
You can just put them on the comment.
Yeah.
If you.
Somebody can.
Just send us a tweet or just put them in the comment. Yeah.
Yeah, remind us.
Yes.
But I feel like there's so many, because whatever it is that your spouse wants you to do, I would suggest...
Do it.
Do it. Yeah. For me, I don't have anything in particular.
Mm-hmm.
If I did, I would say words of affirmation, but...
Okay.
Other than that, as long as we have positivity in our house throughout our day...
Mm-hmm. Which is... And how do you know it's positivity? Like, how do you know that you're having positivity in the house?
Because there's no, like... Okay, well, I know I don't like to be snapped at.
You don't like being on Snapchat?
That's not what I'm talking about. I don't mind being asked to do something, but I know for sure I don't like being snapped at.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like a lot of stress.
I love stress.
I eat
stress for breakfast.
I don't like stress.
I think sometimes stress is good.
So for me, it's really, I don't really have anything specific. Just as long as it's positive.
So what about for me? Do you know what's my love language?
I know you like encouragement.
I like encouragement.
You like to be encouraged.
So yeah. Words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation, but also I think encouragement involves a little bit more than that. Like, I know you're all for the, let's go for this. Let's do this. Come on. You can do it. Come on. Let's aim for this. Like, yeah. I know that's really important for you.
So I like, cause I like saying like, hey, let's do this. Let's mm-hmm. aim for this. So does that mean that's what I want to hear?
I guess.
Somebody saying that back to me, like, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, you like your goals to be reinforced. I know that for sure.
And what does that do for me? Does that make me go with them or just...
You're asking me.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us?
I don't know.
Tell it's us. Like, what? How see, does that help you?
What it does for me, what it helps me is pretty much I feel like the more places I can hear the goals, the more likely I'm being reminded of what to pursue. So if I believe words have power and words can actually make or break some situations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And especially when an idea is very fragile, like you just have a new idea or something mm-hmm. like you're starting out. Mm-hmm. So you have no success in that area and you're just starting out. You don't have anything that you've built up to say, you know, I've done this. So you can look back and say, okay, this is my body of work. I've mm-hmm. done this. So as you're starting out, it's just an idea.
Yeah.
At that moment, I believe it's so important for that to be reinforced so that it can start growing. I view mm-hmm. it as like a little plant. You can step on it and crush it, or you can reinforce it, add water, grow it, baby it, and then after a while, it's going to be something big. I think it's Bob Marley who said, even the biggest man you see was once a baby. So they never became that big person. They had to go through being a baby first.
Okay.
Before they became a big guy. So I need that reinforcement, especially with new ideas,
mm-hmm.
so that we can start nurturing them so they can start taking life before. Mm-hmm. After a while, the ideas will stand on themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
So you feel better knowing that you have someone to help you nurture your dreams while they're still small. They're still
especially,
in that fragile beginning.
Yes, yes.
So that can be, so for the folks listening,
mm-hmm.
it's if as maybe having someone on the same page.
Yeah.
Having some, just knowing somebody's in their corner.
Yes, just knowing.
Just supporting. Basically supporting everything they do.
And a lot of folks can even think that some ideas might be crazy, but if you know that your spouse is on your side,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It actually makes it easier. Yeah.
It does.
To go and face the world. Because once you're once you go to the marketplace, you'll get pounded every day. But at least when you come mm-hmm. back home, you know you still have a team that's there to cheer you on, to get
you. Yeah, because I know for me personally, I'll have to deal with haters everywhere else I go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the person I married to also be a hater.
Yeah.
When I'm trying to achieve something or...
No.
I would not be able to handle that well.
So, so. I'm just coming back full cycle in terms of which team are you on?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
side are you on?
Side are you on? Are you with your spouse's side or with your mom's side? Are you with your spouse's side or are you with your dad's side? Are you with your spouse's side or with some random neighbor? Because right now it's more theoretical. Oh, which side are you on? But these things happen every day. You go to a family reunion or your mom calls you or your dad calls you and they start bad mouthing your spouse. Are you going to handle them and say, nope, cut, mom, dad, cut, nope. no, you can't keep bad-mouthing my spouse. Or you're just going to join them, and you both of you are just going to get into this, like, I know she's really terrible.
Or even just keeping quiet.
Yes.
Kind of.
In a way, you are not saying stop. You are just silently encouraging it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So sometimes you just need to handle them and say, no. Nope. I'm not going to stay here as you're bad-mouthing my wife. And you know, the funny thing is, you say one or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely, it just takes one before they realize that you are not into bad-mouthing your wife.
So you just set the record straight.
From the get-go.
Once, and then...
Most of the time.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
They'll let it go.
Yes. Because you're trying to get that unity. You're trying to get that unity between you and your spouse. Yeah.
Good.
Yes. And
all right. So, ladies and gentlemen, just as a recap, our inspiration for today is, whose side are you on?
Whose side are you on?
Are you going to stand by the person you married, no matter what?
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to encourage everybody to think about that. And you can always reach out to us and ask questions on Twitter. I'm at Whitney Shio.
And I'm at Pesa Shio.
Yep.
And also, don't forget to subscribe. If you're listening to this on iTunes, hit subscribe, Stitcher, TuneIn, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep.
Don't forget
to give us a rating.
Yes.
And we love you guys. Thank you so much. And we'll be back in a few days.
And until next time, bye and God bless.
Are you tired of being upset, lonely, feeling empty, or just plain frustrated with your marriage? And no matter how hard you try, you're not getting anywhere, just going in circles? No matter how much you try to make time for one another in your schedule, or how many times you say, I'm sorry, Pesa and I have put together 99 ideas to help you connect with that one special person so that things can start to be more like the way they were before everyday life got in the way and caused the two of you to drift apart. We want you to have 99 ways to show love to your spouse absolutely free. You can find it at 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. Because here at Live Your Best Marriage, we truly hope that the two of you can move closer together and enjoy the connection that comes from achieving a stronger bond. Again, that's 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com. That's the number 99waystoshowlovetoyourspouse.com.